Good morning, Los Angeles. I'm Riley Cortex, and you're tuned in to The Daily Cast, the go-to source for your daily news, right here, every day. Our top story tonight is in Los Angeles, where three individuals have been charged following the discovery of an illegal drug manufacturing operation. Local law enforcement descended upon a West Hollywood apartment complex early Tuesday morning, based on a detailed tip they had received from community members. The operation, which officials are confirming was producing dangerous quantities of fentanyl, was dismantled following the arrests. The district attorney's office is praising this bust as an example of the power of community engagement and watchfulness. Yet it also stands as a stark reminder of the escalating opioid crisis that continues to plague Los Angeles and surrounding cities. The accused individuals will face a court hearing next week, and we will continue to update you on this story as details unfold. In related news, Los Angeles city officials announced a new initiative aimed at combating the city's ongoing drug problems. The program, named Pathway to Recovery, is designed to offer support and resources to those battling substance abuse problems. As part of this initiative, the city aims to improve access to affordable rehabilitation services, offer mental health counseling, and provide employment opportunities to help reintegrate recovering individuals back into society. This comprehensive strategy is an effort by city officials to not only handle the symptoms of drug addiction, but, more importantly, tackle its underlying causes. Turning to the economy, two burgeoning technology startups based in Los Angeles have announced significant investment deals. Skytech, a drone-as-a-service business, has secured $10 million funding from various venture capitalists, signaling a growing confidence in the utilization of drone technology beyond recreation. Our second story comes from Green Solutions, a company focusing on renewable energy projects, which successfully closed a $15 million Series B funding round, reflecting the increasing focus on sustainable energy solutions. Moving on to weather, Los Angeles residents experienced unseasonably cold temperatures this past weekend. Weather experts attribute these colder conditions to a Siberian Express weather pattern that forced frigid air from the north into southern regions of the state. This chilly weather is set to linger for a few more days before normal, milder winter conditions resume. In sports, Los Angeles's Major League Soccer team, the LA Galaxy, announced their new head coach, sought-after strategist Alexis Sanchez from Spain. Known for his aggressive playing style and experience at top European clubs, Sanchez's appointment is eagerly anticipated by fans hoping to see a change of fortunes for their beloved team. Lastly, a local nonprofit organization, Feeding LA, has launched their holiday campaign focusing on delivering hot meals to those in need. With food insecurities amplified due to the economic impact of the pandemic, Feeding LA is urging residents to contribute to their cause. Contributions can be made on the organization's website, and all donations received between now and the end of the year will be matched by an anonymous donor. That concludes this edition of The Daily Cast. Thanks for starting your day with us, Los Angeles. Stay tuned for more updates, and have a fantastic day.